When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset. Upset? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing jangle. 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 Jingle bell, jingle bell, jangle bell. All the way on a one.
Well, if that version of the Christmas classic doesn't agitate you into a holiday buying frenzy, I don't know what will. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WLIW, Long Island's signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station. And this is our annual holiday show, as you've no doubt divined since the beginning, since we started, and that was Barbara Streisand, obviously. And our guest today is part of a continuum, I suppose, that Barbara Streisand originated back in the 1960s, and with a little bit of a reference to Fanny Bryce, Fanny Bright. I don't know who she's talking about. No one ever does. I'm thrilled to welcome Julie Benko, who is at the center of one of the great theater stories on Broadway of 2022. Welcome, Julie.
Thanks, Larry. Hi.
So we're going to look at some holiday stuff that that Julie suggested, sent through the transom, and just talk about what an incredible year this has been. You know, I'm sorry, Julie, but we had to kind of start with Barbara Streisand. So I'm just sort of curious, now that you've taken over the lead in Funny Girl, playing Fanny Bryce all through the year, off and on, and you're still playing it on Thursday nights?
Yes, it's usually Thursday nights, although with holidays, it's sometimes a little bit different. Like this upcoming week, on December 26th, they added a Monday matinee the day after Christmas. So I'll be doing the Monday matinee. But usually, yes, Thursday night.
Well, if you haven't seen the show, it's a wonderful revival. But if you haven't seen Julie Benko play Fanny Bryce, you have missed, in my extremely biased opinion and unbiased objective opinion, one of the great performances certainly I've seen in the last few years. So we'll talk about all that. But so was Barbara Streisand somebody you listened to growing up? Did you listen to that Christmas album?
I gotta be honest, no. I was not obsessed with Barbara Streisand in the way that every other Jewish musical theater girl seems to have been. I don't know how she didn't make herself present in my orbit, but I was obsessed with Judy Garland and Julie Andrews. among others, but those were sort of my two main, diva obsessions, I would say. And then I had never seen Funny Girl, even when I did my audition for the Broadway revival. When I got a call back, I said, you know, maybe now's the time to watch this movie. And so I finally saw Barbara's performance. But it wasn't until, I was in my 30s by the time I... Yeah.
Well, you certainly picked two of the lodestars of the Hollywood studio and the Broadway stage. So let us go to Judy Garland singing a song. I've done this holiday show now for over 10 years. And when I ask people to bring in their choices, without exception, every guest has always picked this number. So let us hear from Meet Me in St. Louis.
Associated Press.
Yes?
We're interviewing some of the stars out here in Hollywood. Tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, it's simple and it's plain. It isn't tied with ribbons or wrapped in cellophane. If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got, a pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got, a friend or two, a peaceful sky of blue, a place to hang my hat when work of day is through. If Santa passes by my chimney, I'll still be happy like as not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind the law.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. You know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the world today, but we still have peace over here. In this country, we really have Christmas 365 days each year.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I'll still be happy like as not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things.
Just to keep the
peace. Just to keep the peace that I've got.
We're here today with Julie Benko for our 2022 holiday show. And, you know, I scoured and scoured to see if Fanny Brice had ever recorded anything Christmas related. And the only thing I found was about an 8-minute segment from Baby Snooks where she opens Christmas presents before Christmas. But that was her good friend, right? And contemporary Eddie Cantor singing another song from the 1940s, The Only Thing I Want for Christmas. So a little bit of a throwback to those stars of the Ziegfeld Follies.
Yes. Now, I remember that I was reading in my research, there was a story of how they were on the road together and they were eating pasta together. She asked her maid to make them pasta after the show one night, and her maid was sort of famously scatterbrained, and they were eating it and they were like, "This tastes strange." And it turns out that the maid had put soap instead of cheese on their pasta.
What a great story. Well, of course, you know, Fanny Brice and Eddie Cantor, along with Irving Berlin and many others we'll listen to today, Barbara Streisand for that matter, were, wonderful American Jews who embraced the Christmas spirit and the Christmas season. You did quite a lot of research, didn't you, on Fanny Brice for this production?
I did. I read a number of biographies and I watched, you know, as much footage of her as I could find. And I wrote to one of the archivists at the New York Public Library at the Performing Arts Library in New York. And I said, you know, I'm going to be playing Fanny Brice. And is there any footage that you know of that's not that that I haven't found? And he said, you know, there's this tape in the Gypsy Rose Lee archives that is not really, hasn't been viewed. So if you want to see if there's something on here that's useful, come on in. So I went in and I found there were some, you know, clips of her in the Follies, and there was no audio. It was all just images. And that stuff, actually, a lot of it was on YouTube, but there was some random footage of her dancing around in her backyard, playing cards with friends and making sort of silly faces and just hanging out. And I actually found that footage to be very useful because all the sort of silly stuff and physical comedy she did just in her everyday life, I was able to incorporate into some of the clowning moments, you know, that she has either in His Love Makes Me Beautiful or you know, Private Schwartz or certain other moments.
Well, making with the faces.
Yes, I think with the eyes.
Making
yeah.
with the eyes. So, Julie, you're trajectory in Funny Girl is pretty amazing, but it's by no means your first at-bat on the Broadway ballpark, as it were, right? And that leads into sort of our next choice. So tell us a little about that.
Well, I made my Broadway debut in Les Mis, actually. I think it was 2014 in that the 25th anniversary revival. And then I got cast about a year later in the Fiddler on the Roof revival starring Danny Burstein, directed by Bart Scheer. And I covered I was a swing, which is, you know, an offstage cover, offstage understudy. And I understudied 8 different roles.
Wow.
So I understudied 4 of Tevye's 5 daughters.
I have 5 daughters.
and then I understudied 4 of the villager women.
Wow.
And I had to be ready to go on at a moment's notice. And there were times I went on in the middle of the show, and there were times I had plenty of notice and was able to invite, you know, family and friends. It was very meaningful. My grandmother came to see me do Chava, and I think it was the last thing she got to see me perform before she passed away, or certainly one of the last. And it couldn't have been a more meaningful piece to be a part of. You know, it was so instrumental. And she remembered seeing it, the pre-Broadway version, out of town.
Wow.
You know, so it was a really special and just a wonderful experience. And I really feel that the people in that production built a real shtetl, and we're still very much in each other's lives. And I learned so much from Bart and Danny and Jessica Hecht and just some really incredible performers. So then when I recorded my first album, I said, let's try and jazz up Matchmaker. And my husband, Jason Yeager, who's a jazz musician, he helped me put together this arrangement.
And a fine arrangement it is. It's not a song you hear very much in the cabaret scene. But I think for those of us, I'll speak for myself at any rate, you know, Jewish growing up in the tri-state area, Fiddler on the Roof was like the 6th book of Moses. So
yes.
What a good way to start. All right. Here is Julie Benko singing Matchmaker.
Sentimental. hand. So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless match.
Old Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag, 'cause Christmas is coming again. He'll be prayers that you've made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with a bag. Christmas is here.
I'm here with Julie Benko on our 2022 holiday show. I should point out that WLIW-FM is having a major fundraising drive for the end of the year. So you could go to WLIWFM.org or 1-800-262-0717. That's 1-800-262-0717. And if you call before the end of 2022, your gift will be matched up to $100,000. So do that. I mean, it really is quite important in this age where you can get anything anywhere, that you get a station that does news and music, in our case, with a personal specific touch. And that's why we're able to have wonderful people like Julie Benko join us for our holiday show. Well, at this time of the year, when everybody is celebrating whatever holiday they celebrate, I'll speak for myself, but as a Jewish guy who grew up in Long Island, it was always sort of fun and yet a little bit impious, I guess, to like start digging all the Christmas stuff. But then when you look back, so many great Christmas songs were written by Jewish songwriters and introduced by Jewish performers. And let us turn to Julie Stein, one of my favorite composers on the Broadway scene. And he wrote this song in 1945 with Sammy Kahn in Hollywood, and ostensibly they were inspired because it was 103 degrees that day. So they got together to work and they said, "Ugh, if only it would snow." And then we had a Christmas classic.
Oh,
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Love.
That's the song you all came for, another Julie Stein classic, this time with lyrics by Bob Merrill, sung by our guest today on our holiday show, Julie Benko. So, Julie, talk to us a little bit about how you recorded that, and then what we all want to know is your experience taking over the lead in Funny Girl last spring and playing it how many times now?
Well, I think as of this recording, it's 93.
All right, we'll try to get to maybe 100 before the end of the year.
Yeah, soon enough.
So that's your recording of People.
Yes. Yeah, so my husband and I were in the middle of recording an album. We had been inspired from, you know, during lockdown, we started doing this series on Facebook Live and Instagram Live called Quarantunes. And we would perform songs that we knew. We would also take requests from the audience, just friends and family. And we developed all of these duo arrangements. And at the end of that, you know, sort of Jason said, we should record this. And so we were in the middle of recording. And then this audition came in for Funny Girl. And as I mentioned, I didn't grow up with Funny Girl and I did not know the song. So when they said, you know, please sing half of I'm the Greatest Star and all of People for the self-tape. That was the first round. And they sent a track to sing along to, and I did not like the pacing of the track. And I do live with a great pianist, and we have a baby grand in our apartment. So I said, honey, can you can you be my accompanist for this self-tape? And he played through the song with me, and he was like, this song is amazing. And I was like, yeah, you know, this song is pretty good. So we were 60 years late to that party. And
well, what a swell party it's been.
Fast forward to a year later, and now I've played the role almost 100 times.
Wow.
And it's it's been a totally wild ride. If you had said to me a year ago, this is what 2022 is going to look like for you, I would not have believed you. And, you know, I accepted the job. I understudied before plenty, and I've also sort of not gone on, and I expected, you know, I'm not going to be on very much. And yes, it's a demanding role, but, you know, I don't like to get my expectations, you know, up. And so I'd rather be pleasantly surprised. So I was like, no, I'm not going to go on. And then I found out I was going on very early in the run when I went for a wig fitting before rehearsal started. And the wig guy was like, so you're going on really early in the run, huh? And I was like, excuse me? So wig and, you know, wardrobe and hair, they always know the first time on, you're just trying to make sure you don't kill anybody, you don't hurt yourself, and stay in the moment as much as you can while, you know, serving the show. And then over that month, I really felt like I was able to relax and get to know the pacing that worked the best with the audience and feel like I could commune with the audience every night a little differently and explore and play and discover, you know, who my version of Fanny was more and more with each performance. And now when I go on, in the beginning, I really was like, when I went on, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. Right. It was the nerves, the adrenaline was so enormous. And now it just feels like something really fun that I get to look forward to. And
well, I have to say, as someone who was beyond thrilled to see your performance, and you get a standing ovation in the middle of Act One, which I've never seen in my 123 years of theater going. But I also think that it probably has a lot to do with, I mean, if you were understudying Hello Dolly, Dolly Levi or Mame, mm-hmm. it would be a slightly different story, because if there's ever a character that the audience roots for to make their big you know, leap into fame, it's Fanny Bryce. So it's such a wonderful sort of overlap of meta reality of real life and stage energy. So quite extraordinary. Let us turn to that time of year where we try to find a Hanukkah song. And there are 137,000 great Christmas songs, most of which were, as I say, written by Jewish songwriters. But Hanukkah never really quite made
the grade. I've been looking and looking for a great Hanukkah song.
But you just recorded something really quite miraculous, and it's quite beautiful. So tell us a little about that.
Thanks. Well, the JDC, the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, reached out and asked me to record something for their Hanukkah celebration this year. And every night was shedding light on their work, their humanitarian work in a different part of the world. And their first night was shedding light on Ukraine. And they said, we'd love for you to sing a song in Yiddish, which by the way, I've been studying on Duolingo. I'm on like an 800 and something day streak now.
Wow.
So I've been...
It's Beshert.
It's Beshert, exactly, meant to be. So they had said, we'd love for you to sing this a song in Yiddish. And they suggested Tum Balalaika, which I did not know, but which was a big Barry Sisters hit and is a folk song from the, you know, Ukrainian-Russian region. And so I got to put my skills to use and I learned this song and we found a balalaika player named Richard Stillman, and he came over and we did this recording in our living room that was played. It was streamed as part of the first night of Hanukkah celebration for the JDC.
Great. It's beautiful. Here's Julie Benko.
Steht der Bucher, steht und tracht, tracht und tracht die ganze Nacht. Wemen sie nehmen und nicht verschämen, wemen sie nehmen und nicht verschämen. Once long ago there was a young man who stayed up all night devising his plan. He thought up a riddle second to none. She who could answer would be the one. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika. Tumbala laika, spiel bala laika. Tumbala laika, freilich soll sein. Mädel, Mädel, ich will bei dir fragen. Mosken wachsen. Wachsen und Regen, Mosken brennen und nicht durchfäden, Mosken wanken, weinen und reden. Tell me, my pretty one, tell me if you know what needs no rain and yet it can grow. Tell me what can burn all through the years. Tell me what can yearn and cry without tears. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika. Tumbala laika, spiel bala laika. Tumbala laika, freilich soll sein. Darfst du fragen, a Stein kann wachsen, wachsen und regen. Liebe kann brennen und nicht aufheben, a Herz kann wanken, weinen und reden. Oh, foolish boy, surely you know, a rock needs no rain. And yet it can grow. It's love that can burn all through the years. And a heart that is yearning cries without tears. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika. Tumbala laika, spiel bala laika. Freilich soll sein. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika. Tumbala, tumbala, ruhig so sein. Tumbalalaika, freilich so sein.
Chanukah, oh Chanukah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance with Tova.
Gather round on Henry Street, Mrs. Meeker brought some grapes.
Make sure you packed your tap shoes and cover them with tape.
And while we are dancing, Cheryl's falling off a table to your right.
Cheryl!
Aerials and high kicks, Kinney does a jig. It's sure to be one crazy night.
Dang.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, the August Wilson's jumping. Fanny and her cornet boys will keep the music pumping.
Emma made some latkes.
Get ready to kibitz.
We'll talk of Nicky Arnstein's casino blown to bits.
While we are singing, Fanny's got a pregnant belly up her dress.
Oy vey.
Knocking over showgirls, Ziegfeld's not impressed. It's gonna be one beautiful mess.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, our show's very Jewish.
Effie and Julie and Tova and Leah-ish. We're people who need people. We have lots of fun. We commit to the bit until our work is done.
While we are playing, the footlights are burning low.
Shining so bright, they shed their sweet light and remind us of shows long ago. Shining so bright, funny girl every night. Please come see our fabulous show.
Well, we did manage to sneak in a little bit of the one Hanukkah song people seem to know. It got drafted partially into Carolina Change, and that is a recording of the Funny Girl cast doing Hanukkah for what charity?
It's Carols for a Cure, which is for Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS.
And we've heard, are you snuck in there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I'm singing, I think I sing the first, the opening.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have a bunch of little solo lines, and then you can hear me go, oy vey!
As one does. I'm going to throw in a Christmas song that I like. It's the version of A Christmas Carol that for some reason I always loved. Maybe I also saw it at a young age. And it's got Albert Finney, and unique among Christmas carols that I know of, Albert Finney plays Scrooge at a young age and at an old age. So it's like doubly poignant. Do you know Scrooge? Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, it's Leslie Bricusse wrote the score. So as a way of thanking Julie in our penultimate number, I'm going to throw in a rare recording from the soundtrack, which you can't buy for legal reasons. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. The future looks all right, in fact it looks so bright. I feel as if they're polishing the sun for me.
And thank you very much indeed, listeners, for staying with us. Now it's going to be 11 years in January, and this is a good time of year to point out that if you go to wliwfm.org or 1-800-262-0717, you can make a donation to keep this amazing NPR station going. It is the kind of programming that's getting, you know, few and far between, but it's the personal touch, I think, that counts among our listeners. And as far as personal touches go, I have my guest today, Julie Benko, who's knocking
Julie Benko,
who's knocking him dead, certainly Thursday nights and beyond, in Funny Girl. And if you get a chance, I have to say, you know, people spend a lot of money on Broadway tickets to see a lot of things. But if you go specifically to see Julie, you will not only not be disappointed, you will see one of the most thrilling performances I've seen in many a season. And I suppose, Julie, we've gone through this whole interview without my even mentioning that for 3 years, you were my student in the graduate acting program at NYU. So like Tevye, yes. I'm a very proud paternal figure. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So we'll see you definitely on Thursdays, and just check the internet, right, for any other appearances. And
yeah, there's a week actually in February that I'll be on the whole week because Leah's on vacation. Oh. So if you're not a Thursday, if Thursday doesn't work for you, there is that 1 week.
Well, we want to thank you. And I suppose, will you be performing on New Year's Eve?
I will. I think we don't have a show on New Year's Eve, but we have a show on New Year's Day. I'm not scheduled to be on, but I have to be there even when I'm not on, just in case anything happens.
An so actor's life for me, yes.
Yep.
Well, so we'll close out with the singer with whom we began, who casts a long shadow over Funny Girl, Barbra Streisand. And she'll ask you and ask all of our listeners, what are you doing New Year's Eve? Thank you for being on our show, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Just the same, what are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. I wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the never be the one you chose. Out of a thousand invitations you'll receive, oh, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Question in advance, what are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Oh, let's get together.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.